Several days ago, we in the United States celebrated Independence Day. Independence Day. And as a word, Independence Day is a significant indicator of the people in what we now call the United States. Some of the people were declaring independence from Great Britain, a nation across the ocean from whom we were, had been politically, economically, socially dependent, controlled even, and we're declaring now ourselves politically, socially independent, economically, well, not really, but independent from them. Of course, there was yet the war to, Revolutionary War to undergo, and then various other turmoil before there even was a so-called United States. But this word dependence and independence is very interesting because often this is a theme in our life, in our practice, in our ongoing circumstances where beliefs about dependence and independence blind us to the reality of what this moment is. One of the things we discover as we sit is how entangled we can be with so-called internal ourself and so-called external outside. We become dependent, or we want to be independent of. Both of these are dreams. And this is whether in the realm of just sitting in a room in a space, or it's in the realm of all kinds of stories and dreams we have about past and future and self and other. Independent, dependent. Now, in practice, sometimes we use a new word, interdependent. This is neither independent nor dependent, interdependent. But in a way, this is still another word where we become blinded by ideas about so-called myself and so-called others, whether in terms of this envelope of so-called of body, I'm inside the body, this is my body and this is not my body, I breathe air from outside, inside. Those people are outside and I'm inside. All sorts of dreams of dependence and independence that our practice reveals to us. And those dreams are fine, except when we get caught up in them and use them to create suffering for ourselves, for others, suffering about others, about myself, about what I'm dependent on or what I need to be independent of, whether about the so-called present or the so-called past. Excuse me. Both dependence, independence, are dreams. Dreams are not a problem, except if we entangle in them and therefore make decisions that cause suffering for ourselves, harming for others. When we sit, in one sense, the whole universe sits with us. And this whole universe is ongoing changing, whether it's the universe outside. Those of you in the Zendo hear the sounds of outside, so to speak. We, wherever we're sitting, are always inside, outside. And yet we somehow make decisions about inside here is me, or this, whatever the this is me. That is her doing, his responsibility because of them. Independent, dependent, interdependent, all of them can be useful, valuable ways of speaking and functioning, and they could also become our blinders to this right here now. When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation. All is the awakened life. All is independent, dependent, there. So it's useful to see that our practice is being this moment and to see which winds we allow to blow our bell and which winds we say, no, that's not me, that can't blow the bell that I am, which Dogen talks about, north, south, east, west. Whatever wind appears, that rings the bell of this moment. And our practice is allowing and responding without hindering our interdependence, non-dependence, complete dependence. Because whatever we encounter is nothing but the life of the Buddha that we are. Whatever we encounter physically, mentally, and all the other realms of the universe, that is our practice of Zazen, being just this moment. Being this moment is being free of suffering. Being free of suffering is taking care, liberating the suffering of self and other, liberating the suffering and harming of self, other. Then hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, memories, cognizing, all sorts of emotion, thought, reactions are just the opportunity to manifest this life that we are, this, if we call it, awakened life that we are in all realms. Or to notice and practice skillfully with, I don't want to be dependent on that. It's their fault. She shouldn't. I shouldn't. What? So on and so forth. All our life functioning this moment are the opportunities to be this moment, freely using words, freely using concepts, listening and hearing, and yet not being trapped by or being trapped by and yet being independent. Being dependent, yet being independent. Being skillful, and yet making all sorts of mistakes here and there. Oh, excuse me, I bumped into that. I hadn't figured out how to handle that. Oh, that is a problem of what I do. Or seeing being this moment. That's why noticing thoughts, feelings, emotions, reactions, dreams is just the opportunity to manifest the universe, the bodhisattva who hears and sees the suffering and liberates it by being just here now. So, thank you all. I hope you all enjoyed Dependence, Independence, Interdependence Day, and you continue to live it moment, moment, just right here. Thank you.